From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Brell. Three rival tax initiatives heading for the November ballot have gotten lots of attention, but a fourth one under the radar might qualify as well. It would end a tax break that critics say discourages out-of-state businesses from hiring in California. Ben Adler has more from Sacramento.
Democratic State Senator Kevin DeLeon says the measure would require businesses to pay taxes based on their in-state sales, known as the single sales factor.
It doesn't raise taxes on California companies. It doesn't raise taxes on California individual taxpayers.
It does raise taxes on businesses based outside California, and that idea has drawn opposition in the past. If it qualifies, it could give Governor Jerry Brown's proposed tax measure even more competition. The governor is trying to get two other rival measures off the ballot, but DeLeon says Brown's team is treating this one differently.
There's been some cooperation and collaboration. They see the wisdom in closing the massive corporate tax loophole.
Brown's political advisor declined to agree or disagree with that characterization. The initiative would split a projected $1 billion a year in new revenue between energy efficiency projects and the state's general fund. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Lake Tahoe ski resorts say they're welcoming a winter storm, especially after depending on snow machines for weeks. The system that moved through Sunday brought 10 inches at elevations above 7,000 feet. Amelia Richmond is with the Squaw Valley Ski Resorts.
Couldn't be more excited. You know, snow is definitely a rare thing this winter, but fortunately, the whole mountain is open at this point thanks to the storm.
Richmond says the slopes haven't been very crowded this year, partly because of a perception that winter has bypassed Tahoe entirely.
Sunny weather, people are still biking and gardening and enjoying sort of more spring and summer activities, that it's sort of just hard to stay top of mind.
More snow is predicted to fall in the region through Wednesday. Meanwhile, state water managers say this has been the driest year since 1946. Find other state and local stories at northbayvoice.org. That's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell.